teenagers.
Seniors.
Kill me.
Seniors.
Kill me.
My senior class. We love my senior class. Y'all can't, if y'all can't understand that sarcasm.
Ah, good Saturday afternoon, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday. We are currently, at this moment, not here in the studio. We are on a Dove Field, carrying on traditions.
Mm-hmm. I really hope we're doing well.
Introducing a new generation.
We are.
Lee will be there.
Yep.
Won't be out on the field, folks. Don't give him a note. He's not going to be out there on the Dove Field with us. He will be... He will be at the shoot, but he won't be out there with us.
No, he's not going to be shooting. He'll be our retriever.
He'll be on site. Yeah. He'll be on site. No, retriever. The retriever age is from, like, ages 4 to 7. That's your retriever age?
No.
That was about you.
No, I'm adding a retriever. You take the dog. I have my boyfriend to retrieve for me.
Oh, gosh.
You think I'm joking? I told him, I said,
hope he has more sense than to go retrieve the few birds you're going to shoot.
I'm going to tell him, wear some comfortable shoes, because you're going to be doing a whole lot of retrieving.
Come sit with me.
No.
But for those of you that have people out dove hunting and all, it's a great way to start off the year.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And we don't have school on Monday.
Labor Day.
Yay!
I'm going fishing. What are you doing? You stay too busy.
How many times have we discussed this?
You stay too busy.
Oh, excuse me. Make me feel guilty about going to see my nephew.
You stay too busy.
Uh-huh.
Ah, yes, the nephew. The grandson.
They
it's
came
fun.
Stayed with us.
That's right,
week.
They did. It was great. Y'all, the parents out there who have kids that, you know, are getting close to that, getting married and all that stuff, and for grandparents out there, y'all know exactly what we're talking about. It's just different. It is so much fun having a grandchild around. And I'm very new at this. Very, very new at this. But, yeah.
I'm new. I'm newer than you are. You've at least taken care of a kid. I haven't.
Well, that's true, but it's fun.
I still leave the diaper tanned into mom,
yeah, that's mom and dad's responsibility. Yeah. I don't do diapers anymore. No. Unless I have to. Absolutely have to. Oh, yeah. What a great time of the year. How to boil peanuts. Have the people with the peanut boilers gone on strike?
I think so.
I can't find one anywhere. I have looked. Where were we going last?
We went to the farm.
Yeah. Saturday. Went from Greenville to Spartanburg and on through, and I did not see one person selling boiled peanuts. Mm-mm.
And I have noticed there have been none, like, in TR. There have been none, like, going up
the mountains. This is a national emergency.
It is.
I cannot weather this fall without boiled peanuts.
That's why we need to learn how to make our own.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I think this is a Garden and Guns recipe. Is it? Yeah, this is Garden and Gun articles. This is really how to boil peanuts. The Southern Roadside Staple. See, even they say Southern Roadside Staple.
Mm-hmm. Corner side. And it's pretty
roadside,
much always corner.
Yeah, corners, but roadside. I mean,
corner at a four-way stop.
Yeah. Mm. I got some really good ones in, God, I can't remember last. It was in Georgia somewhere. They were really good.
Ooh.
Last time I drove through, where would I have been going?
I don't know. I will say that I'm very proud that I learned how to eat.
I was going to the Red Crest. In Alabama. That's it. Okay. Anyway.
I'm very proud that I learned how to eat boiled peanuts correctly at a very young age.
At a very young age. Your grandfather taught you.
Use your hands.
That's right.
Don't use your teeth. Use your teeth.
So anyway, Gardens and Guns. What's so beautiful about boiling peanuts is that anyone can do it, says Matt Lee, who with his brother Ted has supplied the roadside staple through their Lee Brothers Boiled Peanuts catalog since 1994. It's as simple as putting the right peanuts in boiling water for a long time. The nut, you can use fresh green peanuts or dried peanuts. 8 out of 10 times people use dried, often the Valencia variety, which is sweeter than the fresh Virginia peanut. Hmm. And dried peanuts are available year-round. The Virginia peanut, which you can find in the late summer and fall, is softer and more delicate, a little grassier. Okay. The water. For salty South Carolina-style peanuts, the water should have about the salinity of seawater. In fact, we tried using seawater this past summer, and it works like heck. Start with 1 cup of salt per 2 gallons of water and correct to taste as you boil. the boil. How long you boil depends on the peanuts, whether they're thick, thin, wet, dry. Typically, green peanuts are ready in 2 to 3 hours and dried peanuts in 6 to 8, but you should sample frequently while boiling and take them out when you feel like they're ready. Guess what we're doing?
Making boil peanuts.
We're going to make some boil peanuts.
Oh, how about we save that for, actually, you know, it's Thursday now, but for Saturday when this is airing.
I'm not boiling peanuts for
peanuts.
No, I'm deer. Yes! I'm dumb, honey. No, I got
too
That'll
much give
to
us something to eat while we're sitting there for 6 hours.
We'll go buy some if we can find some.
But.
No. All right. Having said that and all, let's hit the calendar events right quick because Chris Brown from Angler's Channel is going to join us. We're going to talk about the BPT and Bass Elite schedules. So we need to get through the calendar, which is brought to you by Visit Anderson and
Green Pond Landing Event Center.
And if you're around on September the 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th, make your way to Rocky Creek Sporting Clays, Mountain Gap Road in Richburg, South Carolina, because that is a South Carolina shooting, state championships. It's a Sporting Clays. If you want to see what shooting sports is all about, there you can go. It's all day event, all 4 days. Go look at it. What you got?
The local hiker had to reschedule their September hike because of some flooding that happened in North Carolina. So their new hike is Sassafras Mountain to Carolina Hemlock Loop. They'll meet at 10 a.m. on the 11th of September at the parking lot at Sassafras Mountain Overlook. If you signed up for the previous hike, you are able to make this one. And if not, let them know so they can plan for your spot.
It won't do you any good today, but tomorrow the Department of Natural Resources to hold courtesy boat inspections. Again, this is a non-ticketed event. This is just a friendly warning or, hey, you might want to have this next time or whatever. But we won't bother today. But tomorrow, if you're out around in Anderson County at River Forks Boat Ramp, Lake Hartwell, Fairfield County at State Park Landing on Watery, East Bay Street Park on the Sandpit River in Georgetown, and Ori at Bass Pro Shops Landing on the Intercoastal. Lexington County at Lake Murray Dam Boat Ramp on Lake Murray, and York County at Ebenezer Park Lake Wiley. Again, they're just kind of going to check you over, make sure you look all right, give you time to fix the problem before you have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Labor Day Lunkers Bass Tournament on Lake Kiwi. They're going to be at Mile Creek Park Ramp Monday, September 6th from 6:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. $60 entry, 100% payback, 1 and 6, optional $30 side pot, hot hole and skimmer wall off limits, 5 fish limit, 12-inch size limit, 2 persons per team or solo.
And that was off of Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, something like that. All right.
20 seconds, 25 seconds.
The Outdoor Dream Foundation. Well, that's just the music start. The Outdoor Dream Foundation is having the second annual James Robert Radio Kennedy Memorial Celebration Thursday, September the 16th. The Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center starting at 6:30. An evening to honor Coach Harold Jones and Linda Jones for their dedicated service to the Outdoor Dream Foundation. If you're not familiar with the Outdoor Dream Foundation, they do fishing and hunting trips for kids with terminal illnesses or sicknesses or whatever. A very worthy cause. Dress in gold in support of childhood cancer awareness. They got door prizes and all sorts of stuff. Tickets are $30, and you can get more information at the Outdoor Dream Foundation.
We can get them on this one later because this is a long one.
No, you got to quickly.
South Carolina DNR.
Okay, well, never mind.
That's mean.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's
all right.
Mean. Thank
y'all hang on because we do have Chris Brown. We're going to talk fishing. And we'll have a good time. We always do. So hang on. More Woods and Water, South Carolina on the other side. Can't say the name, the first name of their group.
Is this
an FCC violation?
Is this a new song?
Yeah, it's a new song.
You loaded new bumper music?
I have a bunch of new.
Did you include any of my songs?
No, because you haven't donated a half an hour of your time to come down here and help.
That's very false. I've asked you to do it multiple times.
No, you haven't.
Yes,
you've
I
complained
have.
About it numerous times, but you never have done anything about it.
What?
But yeah, that's Blank Yankees. I can't say the first name of the group. That's horrible. Oh man, well welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. It's hunting season, but it's fishing's going on too. There's a lot of news in the fishing world. So, as we often like to do, we make a call, and we got on a good friend of ours that we see around a lot of tournaments, ICAST and all. There is a rumor that he spends some time in the upstate of South Carolina from time to time, but he's never called me to have lunch, Taylor.
What about me?
Well, you're in school. You're in school.
Well, you know.
But yeah, Chris Brown from Angler's Channel is with us, and always good to talk to you. Even better when I see you.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on. Always good to talk to you, Taylor. You and I still are not on speaking terms, so I guess we'll get better with that boyfriend situation. So,
yep.
No, it's good. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Oh, you're, absolutely.
You're talking to my hand still.
Gosh, is this all because of the picture on social media?
Yes, it is.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, it is. We're both that petty. If you must know.
I don't know who you're calling petty.
Really?
Wow.
I mean, Chris is a dad. We got something going on over here. You're the one that's clueless.
I have a clue. I have multiple clues. I am anything but clueless.
She'll understand one day, won't you, Chris?
One day she will. One day she will. Absolutely.
And at that day, she will look back and she will just love all this time she spent with us and kidding and you know she's smiling
uh-huh.
now
uh-huh.
I love it.
Chris, take a minute, talk about Angler's Channel.
Anglerschannel.com. We are wrapping up a lot of 2021 schedules. We still got some filming left to do from the production company side. I think we've got 4 more events left to film, but we're wrapping things up for 2021. A lot of tournaments, you know, getting wrapped up, tournament seasons and championships fixing to happen. So doing that, getting that wrapped up. But believe it or not, I mean, it's September the 2nd. I'm already planning for 2022. It's kind of crazy. We talked about this off air. There used to be an off season.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No.
And they all kind of just fall into each other anymore, the years after years. So things are good. Just celebrated our 200th podcast episode this week. So that was fun. It's hard to believe we've been doing that for 4 years now.
Yeah.
So, we're just, you know, rocking and rolling over here, staying busy as usual. So.
Very good. Very good. Well, we had when I saw the promo for your podcast and that you had a pre-release of the BPT schedule and Joe Opager was going to be on there, I almost called Joe and complained, and I said, nah, it's not worth it. It's all good because Chris is going to have a good podcast. And after listening to part of that, popped in my head, I said, you know, we ought to do one on kind of run through the schedules with Chris, get his opinion, because you had some good opinions and your whole crew over there, Michelle and Dave and all those, and with Joe on the line. And I know that took a little bit of you to have Joe on because, you know, you kind of – I know how you feel about the MLF thing and how it came down and all, and I got to hand it to you. You're always fair, Chris. I'll give you that. No matter what your personal opinion is, you're always fair. And we got to be that way in our industry.
You know, we do. And, you know, I've gotten this, you know, I've gotten that call, that text, that email from a lot of our listeners and people in the past that I'm an MLF hater, and I'm not. I'm pro fishing, right?
I'm
pro fishing, whether it's a Tuesday nighter or a BPT or the Classic or Elite or Pro Circuit. I'm pro fishing. And I mean, I'm never going to be that guy. I'm never going to get out there and be on a tour. I learned that a long time ago. If I had to catch 5 fish a day to make a living, I'd starve. But
literally starve.
Literally. So for 20 years, I've been behind the scenes working with these guys, and I know a lot of these guys. And I know the ins and outs of a lot of these organizations, and You know, Joe actually pulled me aside at ICAST, and we had a long conversation, heart to heart. And
yeah.
He asked me some very blunt questions, and I said, dude, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I was. And it's funny because it was him and one other person, and they both agreed. You know, some of my gripes and complaints early on when things came out, they were legit. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm looking out for the anglers and the fans and fishermen as a whole. And so they are my opinion. They're not the opinions of Anglers Channel or anyone else in their mind. But at the same time, you know, I called Joe last week. We were talking. I said, when are we going to get a schedule for BPT?
Okay.
And he said, soon. And I said, well, how soon? He said, rumor has it Wednesday the 1st.
Okay.
And I said, Joe, this would be awesome. We're celebrating our 200th episode of the podcast. I said, dude, you got to come on and share it with me. You know, even if it's just you and me.
Sure.
I said, and then I won't release it until Wednesday morning, like I usually do, until you tell me when to do it. And he's like, man, I love that idea. Let me run a food chain. Let me see what I can do. And they did. And it took a lot of back and forth and a lot of convincing that I'm not going to release it early. And finally he said, okay, sure. So we got him on Tuesday night and we recorded the episode, and we went through the list one by one.
Yeah.
And, you know, from the BPC side, a lot of good, some bad, but yeah. that's in every schedule.
Of course. Oh yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Taylor, we got a list of stuff here that we kind of want to just throw out there. Before we got started, do you get anything you want to get us cranked up with?
As in any gripes I have towards?
No, no
Chris?
Gripes. No, oh, no
okay.
gripes.
Never
no,
mind.
No, we're
Never
past
mind.
That.
Okay, I'm still not past it.
This is material wise now.
Oh, like the actual stuff we came on here to
yes,
talk about.
Yes, yes, yeah, not
got
beating you up.
Got it.
Yeah.
The reason why we're here.
Yeah. Go ahead. You got
know.
Anything?
I don't know. That can. That's a subject for another time while we're here, Chris, because
yeah.
I have a bone to pick with you here. Anyway,
oh.
Bassmaster released their latest schedule for 2022.
No, we're not getting the schedule
what?
Yet. Do you have any of the throw-out stuff?
The schedule, that's what we came on here to talk about.
But we had some other throw-out stuff, too. Is there
we
anything
have a lot of throw-out stuff.
Well, I know, but you want to get to one of yours?
It don't matter. You can
well,
start.
No. Come on. Go ahead.
Okay. This is one that really stood out to me when we started talking about, you know, the schedule's coming out. Some new things are popping up on MLF and Bass side, but one thing that I have noticed is Bass needs to branch out a little bit, in my opinion. And I think, Dad, I think you were right. I think Bass needs to go West Coast for one tournament.
Chris, was it 19 they had a couple, or was it 20 where they had a couple? One was in California, one was in Oregon. What year was that?
It was actually
18?
In 15. It was in 15.
Has it been that
I was
long?
Working for, it has been. I was working for Rigid Industry at the time, and we had one in Sacramento.
Right.
And then they went back-to-back from Sacramento back to Lake Havasu in Arizona. And it's been that long. And it's a deal where you can't go out there for one.
Right.
You have to go out there for two, if not three. And just because you got to make it worthwhile for the guys. And it's got to be at a time of the year, I think, that it either needs to be the beginning of the season or at the very end of the season, because those guys like your Polynics and those guys that live out there.
Sure. They come here and spend most of the year.
Well, Polynic lives in the camp for 9 months out of the year
yeah.
on the East Coast. So they can't drive east, fish, drive west, fish, and then come back east. It's got they got to start in one place or end in the other. And I like the idea of the West Coast. And, you know, if you want to get into it really quick, you look at the first two stops on the Elite Series, nothing wrong with Palatka and St. John's River, nothing wrong with Leesburg, Florida, and the Harris Chain. But, guys, it's been done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and done.
Every year.
And done again, yeah.
I mean, it's to the point now where the fish know who's who, right? and I'm not knocking Bass, Sure. I just say, guys, we've done it, right? Yeah. We've done it. We've been there. You look at, you know, the pro circuit's going to start on Rayburn. They've done that the past couple of years. That's going to get old here for long, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then you got BPT starting somewhere else. So,
yeah.
Matter of fact, there's not a Florida. Is there not?
No.
There's not a Florida there's fishery not a Florida on the BPT schedule.
No.
No.
There's
no.
not.
So, Bass has gotten, you know, and I'm a big Bass fan.
Sure.
But Bass has gotten very complacent in some of the places they go. Very comfortable. There you go.
Yeah.
Very comfortable in some of the places they go. Now, I'm still excited about the Classic coming to Hartwell.
Yeah, I was just fixing to say.
That's one of my favorite places in the world.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with you, Taylor, or Neil Anderson, or Neil Paul.
Neil Anderson.
I'm just kidding, Neil Anderson. But, I mean, it's, you know, I love it over there, and that's going to be a great event. But, guys, yeah. Florida in February. You're killing me.
Yeah.
I just, it's the same old, same old.
Yeah.
So.
What, okay, going back to the West Coast, we got about a minute left. Wasn't there a schedule, didn't Bass schedule a California and an Oregon tournament, and then the anglers revolted or something?
They did.
That was
they
in did. 18 or 19. 18.
Ooh, 18. I remember that.
It may have been right before the split.
Okay.
And I want to say, because the split happened in the fall.
Right.
It may have been right before the split. And I know they revolted because of just everything else that was going on. So, yeah, they may have tried to go out. But I think that was back in a Michael Malone day as well,
sure,
before he went to BPT.
Right.
So nobody's really going west unless you fish the Toyotas.
Right.
Which have a division
Western
out
division.
West.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
You're right. And you know, Bass is getting complacent with a few, especially with the Classic picks.
Yep.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
I do. I just think there are other, but of course I know why they're that way, because they deal with these, like Visit Anderson. They got it down. They know how to do it.
Yeah.
They put it's well oiled machine when it comes here, and there's no surprises, and the lake delivers normally. So I understand. Besides the requirement for the expo and stuff like that, the people they're dealing with and all. But anyway. Interesting stuff. I think I'd love to see a California Delta one. I've heard and seen.
Oh yeah,
but
I even go back to Shreveport. You know,
there you
at
go.
Some point,
there so. You go. All right. Well, hang on. We're gonna be back. We'll actually get the schedules this next time around. So y'all hang on. More Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side of the break. And welcome back to Woods and Water South Carolina. We're actually going to get to to the meat of the issue, which is the schedules for the Elite Series and the Bass Pro Tour. And we're joined by Chris Brown from Angler's Channel, good friend of ours, needs to be a more frequent guest, I guess, when fishing issues come up, rather than just us talking about it, Taylor. We could always get Chris on as like an independent commentator.
Well, you know, Dad, I'm glad you're here talking with me, because I still can't talk to him. We're non speaking terms still.
I can mute your butt then.
No.
Let's just take you out of the mix. There, that's a mute button,
you see
Chris.
You see who I call for my show next time. I like that mute button. So,
Chris,
you're back on a provisional basis here, Taylor.
Uh-huh.
You abuse the guest one more time.
I do like how you muted yourself.
First, yeah, because I forgot which one I was on.
Which button?
Yeah, which slider I was on. Anyway, all right, Chris. Well, you know, I listened to your podcast the other day, and I enjoyed it. We were talking earlier. We don't get to listen to many that are out there because we're so busy doing our own stuff and all. But you kind of had a like and a love and kind of an eh. On the BPT tour, I'm sure you got the same for the Elite Series. So let's run through the Bassmaster Elite Series for 2022.
Sure. Well, we've got two Florida tournaments in February. We just talked about St. John's River and Harris Chain.
And
I'm sure the fishing's going to be good. They're an eh for me, both of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same old, same old.
Okay, real quick, 15 seconds. If you didn't start out in Florida or Texas, where would you go?
Well, we talked about our West Coast swing. I think that would be pretty cool.
I
think that could be a start off spot.
It could be.
But, you know, Texas is a good spot. Oklahoma could be a good spot, but it's going to be cold. I understand the Florida piece.
Sure.
I don't know all the ins and outs about Okeechobee
right.
and some of the other places down there. But I mean, on our podcast, we talked about the BPT and 80 guys. Well, if this field at Bass is only 100, or whatever that field size is going to be next year, you know, they could play some other lakes.
Sure.
That, but
sure.
I'd like to see, you know, a little bit of a variation, maybe even run up, you know, the East Coast a little bit, a Winyah Bay or something.
Yeah.
I haven't been there
something,
in a while.
Something yeah. that may kind of, you know, be a little different. Yeah. I'm just, you know, it's just a given. Every time the schedule comes out, you're going to see
Florida
or two,
Takes.
You know,
yep.
start off the year.
Yep.
So. But they're an eh for me.
Okay. And you already said, man, the Hart Classic, you always love coming here. So that's a love.
Yeah, that's a love.
That's a love.
So love that lake.
Yeah.
So that's a love. And then Santee a couple of weeks later, that's a love. I can't see Santee ever being anything but a love.
Sure.
To be honest with you.
Sure.
So.
And you spent some time out on that lake, haven't you?
I have. It's been a long time, but I have.
Beautiful lake. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's one of those where the scenery rivals the fishing.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, it's a great place. A lot of big fish will be caught. You know, you've got a lot of, and I love everybody talking about the home court advantage for a Patrick Walters and other guys. Yeah. But you know, and we've seen Patrick do well there. But I mean, these guys don't get to fish at home very often.
Oh no,
it really doesn't play into effect as much as what folks think it does. So,
yeah. We'll see, because I know Patrick and I know how much he has fished that lake either in the past or whatever, because they have a house and Santee. So,
sure.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see how he does, if he can handle the pressure and all that, which I, you know, third year on tour, he probably is starting to get a handle on that, I would think.
I would hope so. With as much hardware as he's gotten and money made on Bass, he's certainly you know, following him through his college career and things like that, even despite his partner in college. I'm kidding. You know, good kid. He can catch him. I
mean, oh, he can
catch him no matter where he goes. Yep. So he's definitely a favorite there as well. And then, of course, Chickamauga in April.
April?
Chicken April is going to be stupid. I mean, depending on what happens with the water level and current, Chicken April could be stupid. I mean, just so they're hitting a lot of lakes at the right time. Chicken April, they go to Fork in May.
Right.
I've got a love on all of those.
Okay.
Because they're big fish lakes.
Right.
You know, I mean, we saw Brandon Cobb there years ago at Fork win one and do well. And
100 pound plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every flip could be, you know, any flip could be an 8+ or
sure.
a 10+. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a crazy time of year. I've been there in May, and you know, we have fished other tournaments there in late May and June, and I'm cranking a 10XD through trees out there. And then, I mean, and it's almost like a fish on gunner's pole. A 3-pounder hits on Fork and he fights like he's 9, right?
Yeah.
And it's just, you never know what you're going to hang into out there. So.
Yeah, and throw in Keith Combs, who's the crank master.
Exactly. Combs is licking his chops.
Oh, he is.
Tournaments.
He is.
And, you know, that's a mid-season tournament for those guys. And I got a rumor today, a fairly good rumor that is fairly, you know, I don't know. I haven't announced a lake yet, but somewhere in this whole Elite Series schedule, they mentioned a tournament potentially in June. Like a 2nd through the 5th or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not on their calendar, but I heard a rumor today, or I got clarification today, that's going to happen. We just don't know where.
Oh, wow.
So in between Fork and the St. Lawrence River, there will be another tournament. We just don't know where yet.
That's kind of a
wild card. Yeah. And news you heard right here first. Right. So
get that.
But I've got a love on Santee, Chicken, Fork. I feel good about those.
All right.
And they'll be good events.
Yeah, so. They will be.
What do we think about the South Dakota tournament?
Well, you think you skipped St. Lawrence.
I know, but I'm just
Listen, you just skipped the best smallmouth fishery in the country.
Because this has been irking me for the past, how long have we been on the air?
Well, you can hold off another 20 or 30 seconds.
Make it quick.
What's irking you about it?
I guess not irking me.
She's not.
I'm interested.
What she forgot about is that Davey Height was on here a few weeks back and said the next tournament up north, that if Taylor and I make it up there, that we're going to go fishing with Davey Height. So I would think she'd be all over this Thousand Island St. Lawrence River thing.
Go on with it.
I tell you what, we all need to plan a trip to spend a few days at the St. Lawrence right after this event.
That would be dangerous.
Because, I mean, if you look back at last weekend's Toyota Series event, weekend four last, you got Chris Johnston, Corey Johnston, Justin Atkins, right?
Right.
Yep. 77 pounds. Almost 76 pounds.
Yep.
78 pounds, excuse me, over three days. That's like a 5.25 pound average per smallmouth. Kenneth Grover on my show put it best. He said, that's a live well full of tigers. Right? And I mean, I've seen 22 pounds of smallmouth in a bag before.
Yeah.
And it's stupid. Up there, it's definitely, I mean, I've been there one time and it was ridiculous. What you can catch up there and the way they fight, the way they pull, you would think that they would have totally beat that place up this year, but there's so much water, so much fish. That it's crazy. That's a love for me. But now we go to Taylor, South Dakota, like Oahe. And, it's a like for me. It's a big lake. Never been there. They had a good event the last time 18, they were there. Yeah. That's a like for me. Not a love because I don't know enough about it,
right.
But it's a like for me. I'm down with that one. So it's different.
What intrigued you so much, Taylor, in 30 seconds?
You know, I honestly cannot tell you. I just, when I saw the schedule when I came out, I saw, I think, on Facebook or Instagram or something like that. And I went and looked at it and I was like, South Dakota, like, what? Whoa. That's kind of new for me. And I mean, like, you know, we're used to the Northern Swings and we had Texas and everything in June, but like that just stood out to me for some reason. I don't know I'm interested.
Well, it's like North Dakota, right? It's a state that we forgot even existed.
That's
true.
Almost.
It's like, and aren't they side by side? So are they? Is it
top to bottom?
Top to bottom.
Or top to bottom. So bottom. So I mean, it's you know, you kind of forget they exist, but there's fish in there too.
I understand. I understand the tournament had an 18 that a lot of those guys ate really well during practice because the walleye bite out there is outstanding.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. That's what's funny. You just saw the TNPFL up there on Winnebago, and guys had walleye on one side of the live well and bass on the other side.
There you go.
They were going to eat good.
So, finishing up on Mississippi River. What you think?
It's for me. I mean, the title was just there for the pro circuit.
Right.
The weights were okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to see anything just crazy.
Okay.
But I mean, it's definitely a different type fishery for up north, but it's an eye for me. So
I think I would love to see some, I think start off in California.
Yeah.
Find another lake out there to hit on the way back, like Havasu or something, and that'd be good. But yeah, it'll be fun no matter what. It'll be fun watching the elite guys fish because, you know, they don't get to that level without being good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. Fun.
All right. Y'all hang on for a few seconds. We'll take a break, come back. We'll cover the BP Tour. And I won't get to much else, but it'll be fun. So, y'all hang on. Back with more Woods and Water, South Carolina on the other side. I started this music way too early. Got some time to burn here. Y'all listen to it. It's fun.
Oh, I love it.
Kasich in the cars there, Taylor.
What is this?
It's the cars.
My ears are screaming.
Sorry.
Are you laughing at me?
No. No.
No, he wouldn't dare do that.
Don't laugh at me. No. Don't laugh at me.
There was a car. That album came out, and they made like the first run was like mislabeled or something.
You know what I was thinking about?
And I had that. I had that the cassette track. I had that somewhere.
You know what I was thinking about? You know the reason?
I think my dad burned it,
you
though.
You know, probably. You know the reason that people make new music is to, like, improve? You need to look in and
you know
music.
Why your generation's so angry? Angry?
Don't.
Because your music
we
sucks.
We had that conversation today. Like, that rock music crap you listen to don't make you angry.
Oh, it doesn't. It makes me free. I love
exactly.
It.
Huh.
Exactly.
What if,
thank
what
you,
if
Chris.
Rap music makes me exactly. Free?
He won't listen to it in my house. How's that?
Exactly.
Well, I have a car.
There you go.
I'll take the radio out. Chris, question for you.
Shoot.
Both the elites and the BPT had drops because of COVID.
Yeah.
Anglers could pick their worst finish, drop it out. We saw where that helped Matt Airy make the Classic.
Yes.
It did not help Scott Martin make the Classic. That's the Classic line. Why didn't Tackle Warehouse Pro Circuit do that? Not enough time, you think?
Oh, no.
I would assume not enough time. I would assume that something there eliminated that or just didn't allow for it to happen. I tell you, my initial reaction when you asked me that question,
yes,
off air, my initial reaction was it'll mess up.
Uh-oh.
If they had a drop,
yes,
it would mess up the current standings, right? So
sure.
The five BPT guys in the top 10 that requalified, and the five pressure guys that are qualified, it would have messed that up potentially. To where maybe only four double qualified and the six particular guys would get in. And that may mess up or shake the apple cart at the bottom of the Bass Pro Tour list as to re-qualify, who not re-qualify. So you got to remember, there's a lot of, this term has been used on several podcasts, including mine lately, but their point system and their requalifications on the Major League Fishing side is a moving target.
Yes.
And as much as I have tried to nail it down this year, I've done the math. I've got the averages. I've got spreadsheets going galore in my office.
And you're still wrong.
I can't figure it out. Right.
Yeah.
I've worked backwards office. I can't figure it out. So at this point, I've given up, and it's going to be whenever the press release comes out and Joe says, this is who qualifies and this is who doesn't.
Right.
Then I can make my judgment from there. But that's kind of an initial gut reaction for me is maybe it's going to mess some stuff up.
Okay. So I hated it because Gags was,
he was
doing so well, and then he got sick and, you know.
Yeah,
he missed the tackle, and he was doing so well on both circuits. So,
they're more concerned about guys missing in that 80 anger format than they are the guys missing in the 163 anger
that's
format.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
So
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, my feelings there.
And your feelings matter.
And it makes sense. I mean, when you really think about it, it makes sense.
Okay, if you think so.
But I just
a spreadsheet, guys. It didn't make any sense at all.
Taylor,
she thinks outside the box. I guess.
Yeah. Taylor, it's your movie. I'm just an extra, sweetheart. That's all it is. So.
That is probably the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Oh, no, it's not.
I love you to death. You know that.
Jeez.
But anyway.
All right.
I like that, though. You remember that, Daddy?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Just an extra.
Thank you, Chris. I love you.
Yeah. All right. Enough of that. Bass Pro Tour 2022 just released Wednesday of this past week.
Yep.
Take us through it. Give us your kind of ant, your likes and your loves.
Sure. Stage one, February, early February, going to Canyon Creek Reservoir, Lake Dearborn, and Bussy Break in West Monroe, Louisiana. And the only I like this one for the simple fact of and Joe hit on it on our podcast is you know, only 80 anglers, they have the ability to go to smaller lakes, smaller places, do different things, right?
Yep.
The Bussy Break is only like a 1,500 acre, you know, impoundment or 2,500, whatever it is, but it's small. And from what I understand, it was a managed lake that was shut down for a while.
Uh-huh.
So Yeah, you know, but it's different than the fall Sharon Harris Jordan relationship
sure.
going to
in Raleigh.
Carolina.
Yeah,
so mm-hmm. yeah, so I like this one. This one's good. I'm okay with this. Right.
All right.
Stage two, a couple of weeks later in February, they're going to four. This is going to be stupid. I mean, the potential of a 10, 11, 12 plus.
Yeah.
Could happen here.
Yep.
And while the elites hit it pretty good in May, I believe this is going to be really, really good for the Bass Pro Tour. I had a Bass Pro Tour angler tell me one time, if they would take the anglers to where they live, they would catch them. And I'm like, it totally dumbfounded me. I'm like, dude, you're a freaking pro. You should be able to catch them anywhere you go. Right. But he made that comment and he's not on my favorite list right now, but that's okay. So, but Fork, I love that yep. one's good.
Okay.
We get into stage three, Smith Lake, March 2nd through the 7th. And I told Joe this off air and I told him on the air that I don't like it. Smith Lake is an hour from my house.
Right.
I like the lake. I like the anglers that are going to be in it. What I don't like is this schedule came out 6 weeks after the Elite Series came out, right?
Yep.
6 weeks after the Classic was announced.
Yep.
They know when that's going to happen.
Yep.
And this is not on top of, but it is directly
overlapping
front and back
yeah.
of the Bassmaster Classic. And what this hurts, in my opinion, this hurts the fans because they can't meet the Justin Lucas's, the KVDs, the Jacob Withers of the world.
Yep.
That's who it hurts in Hartwell, you know, and Greenville, because they can't meet those guys there.
When
I was growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just this. That's a vacation destination for a lot of fishing fans.
Sure.
And a lot of kids walking around the expo, and they can't do that because of that right there.
And it's the flip side, too. The Justin Lucas's can't meet the next generation.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's going to. I saw that, and when I was listening to the podcast, I was like, did I just hear that right? And I looked, and I was like, you've got to be joking me.
Yeah, we got the schedule about 15 minutes before we went on air with Joe. I looked at it, and he sent me a text and said, what do you think? And I said, you don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Because of that one right there. But,
and that just adds to this whole thing about, you know, the fight between MLF and Bass and the – it just adds to it. Rather than just playing nice in the same pond, we got to splash water on the other guy.
It's this. This is not quote unquote. We are bass fishing. This is not quote unquote growing the sport. This is trying to ruin another one. Is
yeah.
what it is,
mm-hmm.
and that's where this bothers me a yep. little bit. But then I digress from that. But
yeah.
in late March they have the Red Crest, which is supposed to be the coolest thing since sliced bread. I've yet
They're
to
classic.
It, but I'm looking forward
yes.
to it. Correct.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I told Joe I would come this year. I'll
yep.
be there, and we'll check it out. And then they go to Heavy Hitters, which I fully expect to see a lot of guys come into this one out of Fork because they will truly have
sure.
monster bags at Fork, you know,
yep.
The month prior, so or 2 months prior. So that'll be a good one. That's on Palestine, which was originally a Red Crest Lake last year,
right?
Or this year, they got moved because of the
cold
100-year
yeah.
freeze, right? They came through there.
Yep.
So Palestine in early April, that's going to be really good. And those, you know, outside of the Smith Lake, which let's just be honest, Smith Lake in April or in March, I'm sorry, Smith Lake in March, I love it for the fishing. That'll be killer. I don't like
timing.
It for the timing, right?
Right.
So
yep.
I'm a like love, and then we get to Lake of the Ozarks for stage four. It's going to be a different body of water at that time. It should be really good. There won't be as many boaters out, I think,
okay.
you know, as far as recreation. So that'll be a good one. I'm excited for that. Early June, stage five, a Watch Bar. That's going to be really good.
Okay.
We got a lot of guys that live there that fish the BPT, Schrader, Murray, Coulter's got a house there, Wheeler's 40 minutes away. You got a lot of guys that'll be there. I see that one as a big win for BPT. Then Cayuga for stage six in August. That'll be another good one. Not going to St. Lawrence. That, I mean, it's going to be a little different, but I like Cayuga. That'll be a good lake. And
okay.
they make up they make up by not going to St. Lawrence by stage seven on Mille Lacs. That's stupid. Yeah. I mean, Mille Lacs in early September will be stupid. So I'll be honest, everything but the Smith Lake is okay. A like or a love for me.
All right.
And only because of the timing on Smith. So,
and I heard Joe was on there. You know, Joe lives in Minnesota, and he said, I get to sleep in my own bed at night because I only got like 30 minutes to go to the thing and all. And I'm thinking, oh, September, I got a niece and nephew that live up there. I go see them. We could make almost 2 weeks out of that one.
Absolutely. So, Onamia, Minnesota. And I just want to go back and see a high school picture of Joe from Onamia High School. So, I may have to Google that because you know it's out there, right?
It's out there.
So,
well, real quick, Taylor, you had a thought about who does live better.
Yeah.
Got about a minute left. Make it quick.
Okay, this is a hard one for me because I love everything about Bassmaster Live. I watch it religiously, and I really shouldn't, even when I'm doing homework or in class or whatever. We're not going to talk about that. But I honestly don't, I love everybody that works there, but Davey does it for me over who does the best on live. I don't know about y'all, but Davey won on that.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think, Chris? Right. Between MLF and Bass, who you pick?
You know, it's from a production level, it's a tie, I think.
Okay.
From a personality standpoint, it's Bass. I have an issue, not an issue. I'm just not a big fan of some of the guys on the MLF broadcast. Mm-hmm. That's just me. They do a great job from a production standpoint. I like what they do, how they do it. It looks good. But Bass has always been that's the staple. That's the bar.
The gold standard.
Yep.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's
it.
And I liked it, but I'm with Taylor. When they added Davey, it just took it to a whole new level.
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely.
Very much absolutely. So.
Now, Fat Cat and PFL is a close second.
Okay.
Davey's the deal. So.
Thanks, Chris. Folks, as always, make time to get out there.
Take the back road when you can.
Don't forget the camera. We'll see you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina. Hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to catch.